Hello,
Blog
darling.
Talk Radio.
La 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 la.
Ideas Radio. This is unfreaking believable. I'm actually broadcasting the radio show from my little freaking Galaxy phone because my computer shut down hours ago and I tried this. And so we are actually trying something new and this is pretty cool. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you? Now, Frank, tell everybody what state are you in besides confusion?
I was going to say state of confusion. I'm in Maryland and on the Eastern Shore.
Anything below the Manson-Nixon line, they have just found out what electricity is. And that's why you're having problems. Yes. Alexander Graham Bell was trying to call you. He's doing a ringy-dingy and you wouldn't answer.
Would you say it was like Gilligan's Island in the coconut phone?
Yeah, a professor with a bicycle rotating coconuts.
Hey, this is pretty cool, though. I mean, I'm actually doing this from my Galaxy phone. I've got the, well, sort of.
And you sound cute as ever. Cute as a button, I'll tell you why.
And by the way, hey, I got a new phone. Thank God. This new phone does everything. Hell, we don't even need computers anymore.
Well, yeah, because you had a bird with a piece of, God, you're like the Flintstones, the bird with a piece of rock.
It's been 2 months, two freaking months. Since we've been on the air. I can't believe it. But we're back.
And the airwaves miss us.
Yeah, they did. And by the way, We have a new rating. Our rating now is we're rated R. And rated R, according to Blog Talk Radio, means that we can be explicit. So you can be as explicit as you'd like, Mr.
Motherfucker,
John,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about, motherfucker. Yeah.
F-bombs and whatever bombs you want to throw are fine now. I moved this up a notch. Someone said the other day, they said, can I call in and tell a story, but it's not G-rated? When have we been G-rated to begin with is what I want to know.
Well, God damn it. You know, Bambi's rated G and it shot the fucking mom. Oh, how's that G? You can say whatever the hell you want. Actually, whatever the fuck you want now on our program. F-bomb, too many syllables. The word is fuck. It makes nice.
By the way, speaking of calling in, if you want to call in, you can call in. Let me see if I can read this number on my little screen. You can call in at 714-242-5272. We'd like you to be part of the broadcast tonight. And call in. We don't give a damn what you want to talk about. You can talk
absolutely
about anything
not.
You want to.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, John,
yes.
I cannot. Let me see here. No, I can't figure out how to play your theme music from my phone.
Don't worry about it. I did it for you.
Do you
you have no tone. You have no tone.
I have no tone. Oh, tone.
No, you're tone deaf.
Hey,
tone.
If there's
tone,
anything
tone.
You want to tell our people about DEF CON sauces, it's been
we've been up to a whole bunch of shit. What? Oh, my God, it's been a while. We did Brooklyn Hot Sauce Expo, killed it. We did our death match, the winging death match on stage again. We had very many very, very sad people. It made me very happy. Then, I'll tell you what, it was 2 weeks ago. It was a three. Oh, it's been a while. We are up for our 10th annual NERCC New England Regional Chili Cook-Off for the ICS, the International Chili Society. We are in Somers, Connecticut, 10th year in a row with Mad Mike Freeman and his wonderful wife, Kat. They love us. We've been doing this. We do a wing-eating contest, all kinds of stuff, every year. And all of a sudden, this year, it was our 10th year, Mike figured he'd do something special. Oh, we get done with the whole thing, and we're getting ready to pack up our tent for the end of the day, and da da da. And all of a sudden, here comes this cowboy-looking dude. Taller guy with big old Stetson going. I'm like, ooh, what's this guy all about? So Mike goes, I want you to introduce you to somebody. This is Scott. Oh, hello, Scott. And so he goes, my name's Scott. I'm the president of the ICS. Well, it used to be Carol, and Carol, she went away, and Scott took the place. We have been invited down at the end of September by Scott to put a wing-eating competition, a DEF CON sauces death match on the main stage at the World Championship Chili Cook-Off in St. Louis, Missouri, at the last weekend or the last week in September. It's 100 like 150,000 freaking people. It's dude, this is huge. I almost shit myself.
I just get a hard on hearing about this.
I know you do that a lot. You need a girlfriend, dude.
So you're gonna be at the Chili Cook-Off. Where is it located?
World Championship Chili Cook-Off for the ICS, down in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. Well, good for you.
Yeah. I can get burnt ends and meth.
St. Louis is kind of in my territory. I do have customers there. Maybe I will try to go. September when?
I've only known you for, what, 5 or 6 years. Oh, you're going to show up to something?
Yeah, I might show up.
Oh, by the way, folks out there in La La Land, we've never met. Me and Frank, we've actually never met. I'm out there doing these public appearances for years upon years. I'm going all over the country doing these appearances, and Frank is casually non-existent.
Well, I just, you know,
go figure.
I live down here below the Manson-Dixon line, as you say, and we don't get out much.
I know that. We all have crabs.
We've known each other for that long, and I haven't ever met you. That is freaking weird.
It is freaking weird. It's like you're selling stuff on Etsy, and all of a sudden, why is he on Craigslist following me?
Oh, Oh, well. Let's see. Is anybody calling in? I think they are. Wait a minute.
Really? We are home. Cool.
Do I do this?
Oh, this should be interesting. Wow, this should be good. Well, wow, we're talking. We're going high tech here. Can he use his cell phone properly? News at 11. Hold tight, folks.
559. Isn't that the Canadian number?
559 here. I'll tell you right now, because I have a computer that works here. We're in northern New Jersey. This is neat. Okay, 559. Area code 559. What do we got there? Area code 559. Where are we going with
that?
Fresno, California.
Fresno, California. That's right, Fresno. Well, I'm trying to figure out.
What do you mean? Oh, like
you
knew that. Oh, please.
No, actually,
Alex,
I do have a
Trebek.
Customer. I did have a customer in Fresno, California, and I was thinking 559.
Oh,
well, I think it's 549 is Canada. I think.
That makes a whole bunch of difference about by four digits.
All right, wait a minute. I'm trying to. If you're from Fresno, and you can, well, can you? How can you hear me if I can't hit the button? I guess you're
right.
There.
Boy, you're rough at this stuff. Semantics don't quite work here. You need
this
physical connections here.
Well. If you're from Fresno, I see you, but I don't know how the fuck to get you on here.
They'll be stalking you tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Jesus.
Yeah, on a cell phone. If you have a guy standing in your front lawn with a cell phone looking at your house, that's Frank.
All right, just stay there.
He'll take a red-eye flight out to see you.
Fresno, California, stay there because maybe I'll figure it out before the show's over.
You know, they're in the cool part of California, in the central San Joaquin Valley. San Joaquin. That's cool. Sounds good. Taxes are too high.
Oh, well. All right. So anything else you want to talk about with DEF CON? What else?
I got tons to talk about. But enough about me. What about you?
Me? I got nothing.
I got nothing. I'm like a can of tomatoes in the freaking closet. I got nothing. I'm just fucking boring. Look at me. I run a show, but I got nothing.
I've been traveling my ass off. I've been to Texas. I've been to Texas, and I've been to Texas several times. I've been to California.
Like a really bad beach. This sounds like a really bad Beach Boys song. But go ahead. Did you end up at Kokomo?
But no, I got nothing. I mean, women wise,
I got nothing
because I just don't have time for women anymore. I'm just busy with my work. And
well, now you have no time for women. Before, the women had no time for you. So there's a planar event here. There's a no movement line here. You have nothing to do. You have nothing going on. You have time for women. Women don't hunt. You're like riding a flat line, dude.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I really don't
get it. Wakey, wakey!
No, it's actually been nice. I mean, I've been really busy, and I don't have time with someone nagging me right now.
All right, so you went back to the Barbies.
Yeah, they don't talk. They don't give you any.
They don't talk back. Yeah, that's great. You open yourself. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. Jesus Christ. Barbie can't get mad at you because you hung like Ken. But whatever. That's just me. Oh, God.
You know, that poor Ken. All right, Fresno, California. I cannot. You're still there. I see you. 559. But I don't know how to get you.
Hi, Fresno.
Here, so.
What up?
Hey, Fresno. Wait a minute. Let me try this. Hold on a second. I'm afraid if I hit too many buttons on this damn phone, we're gonna lose the whole connection here for the show. Wait a minute. Let me see. If I push this,
only hit one at a time, dude. Oh God.
I can't. By the way, if you'd like to call, I got a new promo. If you'd like to call in 714-242-5272, you can, and you get to hear us like stereo through your computer and through your telephone. But I cannot figure out how.
That's exactly what they want. They can call us, but they can't. We can't talk to them. That's fucking awesome, dude. Oh, that's boy, that's what I want to do. Hey, Grandma, I got your present. You can talk to the guy, but he can't answer back.
Change of subject here. I got a bunch of shit today from some people on Facebook. Do you use Sweet and Low, like in your coffee or iced tea?
For one, I hate coffee. For two, I don't drink iced tea. For three, saccharin is nasty. But go ahead.
No, I mean I've been using Sweet and Low since I'm probably like 12 years old, maybe longer. And
that's why you can't find a girlfriend.
I'm getting all this shit today on Facebook because I use Sweet and Low, and I'm like,
yep.
I guess I'm like a big giant 270-pound lab rat for Sweet and Low because I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably do
five or
six cups of coffee.
Do you drink Pepsi products?
Do I drink Pepsi? No, not really. No, I just pretty much
ever.
Iced tea and water and coffee.
Okay, but you have had Pepsi products in the past.
I have had Pepsi products in the past. Why?
There
you
go.
Prize?
That's all I want to know, because aspartame is forever, pal. Aspartame and saccharin. Oh, you're a Monsanto baby.
Well, I'm a 270-pound lab rat, but I'm still alive. I mean, so
hello, Algernon. I have flowers for you.
For over 50 years, for over 40 years, put this way, 1, 2, 3, 4, I probably get 12 packs of sweet, 12 packs or more of Sweet and Low per day.
Oh, good. You should be happy you're not a thalidomide baby.
Maybe that's why I'm so handsome and I'm not aging. It's
well, you have a hand growing out of your head. If not, you're not a thalidomide baby.
Anyway, yes, people, I use Sweet and Low for those people that were freaking out on Facebook. It's like, you still use that shit? Yes, I do. And I have.
Well, that's what it is. It's
years.
Shit. Eat sugar. It's for one, the body produces it. For two, it's better for you than saccharin. For three, just deal with life.
Okay. All right.
Just eat
anybody
sugar.
Anybody else want to call in? Hey, Fresno, you're still there. So, hey, thanks for hanging in
well,
there.
Hey. You got to give Fresno some credit. They got staying power.
I got to tell you a story about Fresno. That reminds me.
Uh-oh. Now they're going to hang up.
No. Yeah, they probably will. About 6 years ago.
Great. Oh, you lose on one listener because you want to tell a Fresno story. You know how bad that is for ratings? Oh, my God.
About
we got one listener. Now you make a zero.
About 6 years ago, actually, I took some Canadians, speaking of Canada, I took some Canadians to Fresno to see a customer. And in Fresno,
would have been better in Fargo. They got wood chippers.
Well, they have a big giant tent city in Fresno just under the overpass of the main. I think that's Interstate 99. Yeah, Interstate 99
that
runs through Fresno.
Is that where they sell the legal marijuana?
Yes, well, there must have been at that time, I'm not exaggerating, probably 800 or 900 of these man-made tents underneath this overpass section of 99 in Fresno.
Was it fragrant?
So, well, this is the part you're going to like. So these Canadians, this is their first time to California. They fly into Fresno, I think it's Fresno International Airport, whatever they call it. They fly into Fresno.
We call this socialism, folks.
And, of course, the Canadians, they've been watching TV, so they think, you know, California, Hollywood, palm trees.
Oh, yeah, Hang Ten. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Hang Ten Beach. So they get to Fresno, and on the way
they
from
meet
the airport.
They beat the humongous out of Mad Max.
On the way from the airport to the customer, we had to pass through Tent City.
Oh,
and
neat.
I think at that time unemployment was something like 27%. Anyway, so we come around the corner and there's this guy. He's squatting down on the curb taking a giant shit.
Cool.
Right.
Did he leave
there,
a Dairy Queen call?
On the road, and I turned around, looked at the Canadians in the back seat, and then said, welcome to California.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yep.
That's
wow. What I was amazed at when they had the water shortages, the only thing that had a water shortage were the people. The almonds and the grapes had plenty of water, but that, oh, who am I to say that? Oh, bad guy.
All right.
Hey.
Well, Reginald's still there, so I didn't run him off. All right. So you want to do a little bit of food news? I think it's like people are listening in anyway.
Yes, you that suave deboner dude with the food news. Go ahead. Hit me with something.
Did you say the suave boner dude?
Oh, by the way, yes, suave and deboner. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And so, oh, by the way, I hit the level 40 in Pokemon. I did.
Oh, good.
I am now the ruler of Earth.
I do not understand that shit. That's one thing I want to do.
I don't care.
I want to meet you to understand what the F that means.
Well, it'd be nice if we met once. That'd be kind of cool. St. Louis, be there, bitch.
All right, I'll be there. Okay.
There it is.
Sorry, number one.
Number one. Hollywood.
What was that old guy that used to do the CNN? What was his name? Oh, Larry King. Altoona,
oh God!
So we got Fresno.
Hey, look at my suspenders. Look at my hairline. It stayed the same because I glue it. Right.
Is that guy still alive?
I guess so. So's the Crypt Keeper. But hey.
All right. Story number one. Our favorite company, Chipotle.
Oh, great.
Yes. The home of the $40 burrito.
Chipotle.
Okay. Chipotle. They have added. Okay, now I always love these stories. Now listen to this, John. They have added, I quote, vehicular pickup windows to five restaurants.
Vehicular.
In Ohio.
So only your car can pick it up. You cannot.
To Ohio,
that's cool.
Tennessee, Texas, and Massachusetts, vehicular pickup windows. And that's actually in quotation. Now, this is how this works. You ready? You will love
this. What the fuck? What? The vehicle? Okay, go. I'm ready to launch on this one. Oh, good.
Yeah, I know you will. This is good.
Oh, boy.
Orders for the drive-thru lane. Wait a minute now. You can't. Now, pay attention. Order for the drive-thru lane must be made through the Chipotle app or online form, after which customers receive an estimated pickup time when they can retrieve their order.
Keep going. This is getting better by the second.
You pull into the parking lot. You pull the app up on your phone. You order your $40 burrito, and then you sit in the parking lot, and then I guess they send you a response and say, you may pick this up in, whatever, 74 minutes.
Vehicular, yeah, your vehicular can now pick up your order.
Yes, vehicular pickup windows.
And don't worry about the E. coli, there's no charge.
So, I mean, okay, first of all, what's the difference between a vehicular pickup window and a drive-thru window?
Because people think vehicular is a bigger word, so it means more.
I guess. Only at
millennials
Chipotle.
Go to school for decades to learn how to spell it.
Windows.
Vehicular manslaughter. I heard that on what was that? Doink, doink. Oh, you mean Law and Order? Yeah, the Doink, Doink Show. Right.
Yeah, they go doink. Yeah, that's right. They do go doink, doink. Or they go doink, doink. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Doink, doink.
Did you have anything else?
You'd be doing more doink, doink if you had a girlfriend, dude.
I wish I was doing more doink, doink. Jeez.
In your state, you got crabs. Maybe that's the problem. Get out of your fucking state. You'll lose the crabs.
Yeah, but okay, you're missing the point here. The point is, I really don't want a girlfriend. I just want to do more doink, doink.
Good.
So,
what's the main road to Route 13? They have rest stops
13 and 60,
for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they have like they have those porta johns that are right next to each other. There's a hole.
Yeah, we call them muffler shops.
Oh, glory hole, muffler shop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sphincter bearings. Right, 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 right.
Yeah, yeah. Tailpipes, the whole works. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes. Earl Scheib, $89.95. Right.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add about Chipotle before I move on?
Oh
to
no,
the next
I think Chipotle is nothing more than Taco Bell with an extra digit on the price.
Well, you know, they hired. I told you this. They hired the ex president. I think he was of Taco Bell. He's now the president.
Yeah,
of Chipotle.
Now, and yeah, and they and he's part of the Chalupa now. That's a fingernail. Yeah, that was from the previous owner of.
You watch.
Be the hard shell peppercorn.
The next 2 or 3 years, there will be some kind of dog mascot for Chipotle. It probably won't be a Chihuahua.
Well, it has to be missing one leg because that's what they're serving you.
What do you mean they're serving you?
The dog has to have one leg missing. They're a mascot.
Oh. Gotcha.
It hops.
You lost me on that one. Okay.
I found that out. Right.
Now this one you're going to love too. Okay.
Oh, good.
Did you know there was a major, major, major vote at the McDonald's recent shareholders meeting?
How neat. What'd they come up with? We make carpets now, just like Monsanto used to.
The proposal was at the shareholders meeting that McDonald's would stop offering plastic straws.
Oh my God! I heard about that. None of this. I looked at Maggie. Maggie looked at me, and we both just simultaneously, what the fuck? It's like you're worried about straws. Straws let water through. They're not impeders. They let water through. Worry about the plastic bags. You want those straws. You want those fucking straws. 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 People, straws. 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 Straws.
Here's the good news, though. If you're a straw salesman, the issue was voted down by the shareholders. But the
shareholders have no teeth. All they can do is suck.
I know. The company is working on finding alternatives to plastic straws.
This world is going down the fucking shitter. They're just like, the straws don't matter. They really don't. They don't.
But,
they don't. Oh, my God.
This is going to blow your mind. This is going to blow your mind. So after I read that story, I said to myself, how many straws are used in America every day? Take a wild guess, John. How many straws?
Oh, I know the exact number.
What?
A bunch.
500 million straws per day are used in the United States.
So
let me repeat
fine.
That again.
So if Tesla was just that good, when they played Space Oddity, when they shot that stupid fucking car into space, they should have loaded it with fucking 500 million straws, the ones that were already used, and launched them out into space so some other alien race can suck.
500 million straws a day. So it's a big
deal. That's cool.
Wouldn't you love to be the salesman?
Are you going to shit yourself? What's going on over there?
I don't know. I said, wouldn't you like to be the salesman who sells 500 million straws a day?
Well, are those straws or bendy straws? Now, that in lies the question. Bendy straws are cool.
You remember the straw that Slurpee had where it had like the little spoon on the end of it?
Spoon on the end of it. Oh, yeah. Well, that was the 80s. That was the 80s. We're not going to go there.
That was a cool straw, though.
Those
slippery straws. That in the 80s we called that a 3-day bender.
Yeah, but you're no kidding. They had a little bending in them.
You don't even know when it's. You don't know when it's dark. You don't know when it's light. You're listening to the same fucking cassette tape, the same one. You just keep flipping it and not even know it's not different from the other one because you're too busy grinding your teeth and listening to the rhythm.
Let me ask you this. While you were doing these benders, did you do a mixture of lemon lime and cola Slurpees?
No, mescaline.
Okay. In a related story, good old California.
Oh, good.
Malibu, California has banned on single-use straws, stirrers, plates, and utensils, and it will go into effect just 7 days from now on June the 1st. Listen to this. Alternatives made from cornstarch or corn sugar from plastic industry are not allowed. So that when you go to Malibu, you can't get a straw. You can't get a coffee stirrer. You can't get a plate. And you can't get utensils. How the F are you supposed to eat in Malibu?
Because they have a really shitty liquor named after them. And with a Bay Breeze, who cares?
Unbelievable. I mean, you're right. This whole country and whole world
is going down the fucking shitter of all this crap that we're worried about. There's bigger things, people. There's bigger things. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, no, wait. I got one for you. Maybe, I don't know if it's number four or five. But when Starbucks, they don't care who uses their bathroom now. Oh, this is good for business. You don't have to buy anything to use the shitter in Starbucks anymore.
This is good for business.
Oh, yeah. Don't mind me. I bought my $18 coffee, my venti. They made up their own fucking language. All the plugs are used by some schmuck over here because he's got 14 laptops hooked up to it. But I'm sitting at my $18 coffee, and also I'm getting my gender non-specific binary fluid thing is being hit upon by some ill-dressed person who has shit running down the back of his shorts who just came out of the bathroom. He's standing around because they can't kick him out anymore, and now my non-binary fluid gender person who goes to Target because they can use whatever bathroom they want, they're upset about the fact that they can't say anything because that person who stinks has shit running down his leg who's hitting on them, well, she feels bad for them. But Starbucks can't kick him out. So the person, the non-binary gender fluid thing that came from Target is sitting there in a conundrum. She can't say anything because she doesn't want to offend the shit-covered person who's hitting on them and their boyfriend who lives in the basement that strokes himself and finally the judge had to kick him out of the house. It just like doesn't know what to do because he doesn't want to offend the non-gender binary fluid girlfriend thing from talking to the guy who has shit running down his leg. That's the world we live in now.
I know, and on top of that, you don't have to buy anything.
It's stupid.
If you told me
this shit in 1987, I would have kicked you right in the nuts.
Loitering is now allowed in Starbucks. That's what they basically
yes,
said.
Yes, you can do it. You can have shit running down your leg, and they can't kick you out. It's like, what the fuck? Shit? What is going on here? I paid $18 for a cup fucking coffee, and a guy took it in a venti. And they got some screaming milk thing that came out of that machine over there. It sounds like they're squashing a cow head. When did coffee start making noise? What happened? When did coffee start making noise? Coffee's not supposed to make noise. No, you put I want a coffee regular. What is that? A coffee, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of creamer, and you put a lid on and the person leaves. No, now you stand over 15 freaking minutes. You had to write your fucking name they can't even spell on a goddamn cup. You're waiting there. They misspelled your name. You can't even pronounce your name. Well, Johan. My name's John, you bitch. It's like, no, you can't even spell that shit right. You pay $18 for a fucking coffee. Now you got a guy standing next to you with shit runs down his leg because they can't kick him out.
Are you done?
For now.
You
done?
That
was a fun rant. That was fun.
All right.
I bought a new bed.
Moving along. Moving along. There was a sweet
I bought a new
snack
bed. Well, that's a big deal, dude. I got one of Sleep Number beds. I did.
You bought a Sleep Number bed?
Yeah. Well, we got two full size together. That's the king. Extended king.
You must be like rolling in dough, though. Those things aren't cheap.
Yeah, of course I am. I live in Jersey. You know, that's that's how it is. But the it was nice. This thing, this thing is fucked up. We got the one with the head goes up. Not simultaneously. We got the one where she can raise her head up. Or get ready. The feeder, it's different. What do you want to do? Dude, this thing, you wake up in the morning and it tells you what you did at night. I'm like, whoa, that's got my heartbeat. That's got my breath rate. This is fucked up. This is cool, though, because I slept good.
John, I'm not sure I want a bed like that. It tells you what I did the night before.
Well, there's no cameras that I know of.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
Those beds ain't cheap, but don't matter. I got it for Maggie because she works those fucked up hours at the hospital and all kind of stuff. It was for her. She was not sleeping well with the bed. Those coil mattresses, they suck. They do suck. It's like we got the extended king, and it's okay. You can't flip the mattresses anymore because there's a big rubber thing on the other side. It's like sleeping on a freaking eraser. So you can't do that. You can't turn it 90 degrees because it's longer than it is wide. So you got to rotate it 180. Oh, now I'm sleeping in your grave, honey. Nice. Those mattresses suck.
Well, I sleep on the floor.
So we got this thing. Those foam mattresses, you can go. Fuck that. The foam mattresses suck. The guy did his Sleep Number thing. Sleep Number sells foam mattresses too. He goes, now try this one out. And before we laid down, he goes, now I got to tell you, most people that haven't had the foam mattress before, it's like 50-50. Either you love it or you hate it in the first 5 seconds. So I laid down this thing. It was like the Crypt Keeper's trying to bring me into the grave. It's this mattress is like grabbing you in really weird ways, this foam thing. I'm like, I looked at Maggie. She looked at me and goes, fuck no. We just jumped out of the bed. It was hilarious. The salesman started cracking up.
Do you have the one? Does yours like vibrate and have different temperatures?
No, we don't need all that. That's what I do. No, we don't need all that stuff. We don't. The feet raise and the head raises, and that's all you need, dude. It's kind of cool. It really it ain't cheap, but it's kind of cool. So I got a new bed.
All right. We'll go back to food. Eating. We'll be eating in bed. Sweet and snacks.
Eating
extra
in bed. I like
coffee.
Doing that.
You remember
Chicago.
Smarties candy? You know Smarties candy,
oh, yeah.
Right? The little sweet tart.
Oh, did
thing.
They finally go out of business?
No. They're actually introducing a
new
logo.
Oh, so they saved them.
And they're actually coming out with a brand new smoothie product.
it tastes like a Necco.
Yep, so that was one of the new things at the Sweet and Snack Expo in Chicago. Another new thing was from a company called From the Ground Up. They've introduced cauliflower pretzels. I can't wait to have those.
Okay. Really?
Cauliflower pretzels. Yeah.
Normally, when you eat pretzels, you don't fart. Now you got pretzels that make you fart. God bless the human race.
And Nestle has launched, now this sounds good, Butterfinger candy popcorn. Doesn't that sound pretty good?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, probably,
that means the chemicals.
Like
you'll have a conjoined twin after you get done with a bucket. That's Monsanto shit.
No, it's not.
No.
Nestle makes the very best chocolate. Don't you know that?
Of course they do. Walmart only sells the best.
They do.
Right.
I spent $89.
Tinfoil hat.
All right. Hey, by the way, speaking of Walmart, aliens.
It's aliens, man. It's aliens. What?
Speaking of Walmart, which is not really this, the story is not about Walmart. But have you ever been to Save a Lot supermarket?
The hell's that?
Save a Lot is a chain of stores.
It sounds like a really horrible place.
Well, it's my favorite place for meat, and I was talking to the meat manager today. They're going to remodel all their stores. They're going to expand their
meat counter, and you can
go in there. He said if you want 2-inch steaks or any kind of cut you want, if you want a whole hog, if you want half a cow, they're going to be doing all that.
Give me a 3-inch cow. Okay, trigger. Save a lot. Don't tell me. Wait. Save a lot. Don't tell me. They leave off the E for savings, right?
You know what? There is no E on there. You're right.
There it is. They leave off the E for savings because they can't spell.
Wait a minute. I got to go look. I had their flyer. Does it have an E on it?
It's called Save a Lot. Save a Lot.
No, it has an E on it, I think. I'll check that and let you know next week.
Get back to me on that. News at 11.
All right, new study. This is where people spend millions.
Unlike the old study, but yeah, new one. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a new study that people have spent millions of dollars on. Now listen to this study. Are you ready? Because this is groundbreaking.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Warning labels.
So is it that one?
Warning labels. Warning labels may cut down on consumption of unhealthy food. According to a study conducted by the University of Melbourne and Cancer Council Victoria, the researchers asked people to rate their desire to eat food before and after viewing various health warnings. And they found that labels prompted people to exercise more self-control rather than act on impulse.
And this is all done in Australia. And in the United States, people don't read shit. That's why we have super big gulps.
Yeah, well, they did a study. They found that warning labels do stuff. Hey, by the way, I sell labels.
In Australia. Australia is different from here.
Okay.
And around here, look at Walmart.
All right, here's another.
The genetics just don't match up. There's the people at Walmart, it's like the walking missing link. They don't read shit. They buy it and eat it, and they grow larger, and then they put on a leopard stripe.
Now, are you still there, John?
Oh, I'm here. You can't get rid of me. I'm like herpes.
And by the way, Fresno. Hey, Fresno on the line. Fresno's still there.
They're still there.
Okay.
Fresno's still hanging out. Fresno, you number one, man. You number one.
I'm going to write this number down and call them after the show. Wait a minute. 559.
What? I feel like calling them on my cell phone.
I want to find out who it is that's hanging on the line from Fresno. Okay.
Wow.
All righty. Let's see here. Where was that? Okay.
It's probably a fake IRS guy. Do you ever get a call from the fake IRS?
Oh, I get calls from India. I get calls from...
No. I'm with the Internal Revenue Service. You cannot have the... No, for me. Those guys? IRS guys?
Yeah.
From, like, Bombay?
Yeah.
That is some funny shit, dude. That's some funny shit. Because you run them along. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. The policeman will be at your door in the morning. Oh, my goodness, you cannot. Oh, no, there's nobody. You must send me money now. it's so fucking hilarious, dude. It really, really, really is. And so you get them going, and it's like, and you tell them to go fuck themselves. And like, oh, no, you go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. Oh, no, you go fuck yourself. It's so funny. It's so funny. Oh, my God. I have such a ball with these guys.
This new phone that I have actually tells me when a scam call is coming in, which is hilarious because when you answer it, just
wait
for fun,
a minute. You got that shit on your phone, but you can't run a computer.
But no, hey, we're doing computer.
You see how backwards your state is, dude?
On my phone right now. What?
You're ahead of the technology on phones in Jersey. However, when it comes to computers, you're in the Flintstones. Land of the lost. Here comes the sleeve stack.
All right. My computer has Windows 7. Does that tell you anything?
Yeah, it tells me a lot. Your computer has 7 windows. Get it right.
All right, here we go. A lawsuit. Class action lawsuit, actually.
Gasp!
Okay, first of all, let me back up. You remember recently there was an E. coli deal with romaine lettuce?
Not from Chipotle.
Not from Chipotle.
Texas Hotel took a squat on the lettuce.
Exactly. That's how it happens, too, by the way. Nobody
wants to say that. That's not right. You can't say that kind of stuff. I just did. Fuck yourself. Anyway.
That's exactly how it happens. It's this what do you call it? The organic stuff between cow shit and people shit. That's why we get. That's why we get it.
Yes. If you smell a piece of romaine, it smells like White Castle. It's pretty much you got a pretty good shot at not being from a cow.
Speaking of White Castle, those suckers introduced a veggie burger. What is wrong with them?
White Castle's had issues from the beginning, so don't even start. It's like Soylent Green. And now, if you're like, do you know what the 5 holes in the patties are for? Well, no. Well, that's where they knock the cysts out.
Yeah, they
had White Castle is pretty much the only food I've ever known on planet Earth. I have to have White Castles like 2 or 3 times a year because I'm totally drunk. But it smells the same going in as it does going out. When someone takes a shit at your house and they had White Castles, when you open up the door of the bathroom, you smell White Castle. You do. It's a fact.
True.
You can't run away from this is a fact.
You're right. It does smell. It's the same going in as it is going out. All right, let's go back to the lawsuit.
It is. Wait, please do.
A lawsuit seeking class action status alleges that certain romaine lettuce products were falsely labeled. Ready for this? Because the label said, quote, ready to enjoy, when they were actually contaminated with E. coli. And they led to many hospitalizations.
So eat it out of the bag. Don't wash it. Just hope for the best and bon appetit. Good.
I'm ready.
And the people that got E. coli deserve it.
Ready to enjoy. Well, they're getting their ass sued on because that lettuce had E. coli, and it was not ready to enjoy.
My goodness.
It was ready to take a shit. You know?
Right. Well, Jose who wiped his ass with it. I mean, what do you expect? Wash the shit. When you buy anything, wash the shit. Just wash it. Run some water over it. Trust me on this.
I actually believe it was a misprint. It probably meant to say ready to enjoy the bathroom, but they left the bathroom part out. Ready to enjoy.
No. Ready to enjoy. I mean, no, it sounds like, meal ready to eat. That's kind of like a chick who's been wearing spandex all day. Meal ready to eat. No, you're not. Go take a shower.
Oh, here you go. All right, brick-and-mortar grocery stores. Now, this is going to be surprising. This was surprising to me. I'm sure it will be surprising to you.
Oh, everything's surprising to me. I'm flabbergasted every waking moment I'm alive. Shoot.
Brick-and-mortar grocery stores still offer a
Brick
bigger
and Morty.
Growth
Rick and Morty's a great cartoon. Oh, brick-and-mortar. I think it said Rick and Morty.
Brick-and-mortar. Grocery stores still offer a bigger growth opportunity than what? No, I never heard of them.
All right. I got to interrupt. You got to watch Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is one of the best cartoons out there. It really is. The first 2 years actually kind of sucked. It had a good idea. The last year and a half have been awesome for Rick and Morty. But go ahead. Go back to your brick and mortar.
I have never heard of
Rick and Morty.
I've heard
brick
of
and
Ren
mortar.
And Stimpy.
I love Ren and Stimpy. No, but they've been off the air. Oh, God, really? You just heard of them or you liked them? Ren and Stimpy's been off the air for a long time, dude. Rick and Morty's great.
It's
you're down south. You have to have a thing called TV. and it's called cable. The cable goes on the back. And there's channels. They're numbered. They're numbered. And it's not just black and white anymore. It really isn't. Yeah. Yeah, it's just amazing stuff. Rick and Morty's fucking awesome, dude.
Are Rick and Morty like regular guys? Do they drive taxis?
No, it's a cartoon.
What are Rick and Morty? I know, but what do they
do? Telling me. Rick is a drunk scientist who lives at home with his parents, and Morty's the kid of the parents. And they go on these adventures all over the universe. It's fucking awesome. Watch it.
Okay. All right, back to Brick and Mortar, not Rick and Morty. Grocery stores?
Sorry. Right.
All right. Based on this latest study, which this surprises me, only 1/3 of shoppers have ordered groceries online. And 56% of those consumers have only done so a few times a year. 65% of consumers are not interested in buying food or beverages online. Even
you know, why
when
would
their
that
options
be?
Have been paid.
Why would that be? Because I don't want the shit part of the fucking vegetables. I don't want them picking
exactly.
my shit. No, I'm going to pick it out. I don't want the dented can. Why you give me a dented can, Damien? I mean, what the fuck's wrong with you? Go ahead. Go be the omen somewhere else. I don't have sixes behind my ear. Go away. Just get out of here.
Ugh. You know, grocery stores are one of the best places in the world to pick up women, too. So I'm not giving
that
up.
Oh, yeah. You're telltale proof, right?
Okay. Here you go.
Let's move along to the next story.
This is something that you really should listen to because aren't you in retail now with your DEFCON sauce?
I am not retail. I am tail. Why redo it? Go ahead.
Well, strategic placement of products in the checkout lane can result in double-digit front-end sales growth, according to Mars.
Oh, yes. Put my wing sauce bottle right next to the dentine. Really? Seriously?
Advises retailers. Huh? Why not?
Seriously? I'm at Home Depot. I'm looking down at beef jerky, dentine, and wing sauce. What? No.
It doesn't work like that. Why?
Oh.
Why not? They've got Now, think about this. They've got that damn jerky there now.
DEFCON toothpaste might work. It's got a better shot.
No.
DEFCON, that'd be fun.
You got dentine. You got Reese's Cups. You got M&M's. You've got damn beef jerky. So why not have some
Reese's Cups? Who's Reese? He's got a small dick.
I don't know. Reese's Cup. I just got that. Okay.
It takes a little while. The more south you go, I get it.
Speaking of India.
Oh my goodness. Oh, no. You will not talk bad about the Ganges.
Speaking of India, the antitrust regulators. I didn't realize
antitrust
India was the one
holding the system. Wait, monopoly laws in India? I've never even heard before.
I didn't realize they were the ones that was holding this up, but Monsanto, your favorite company,
has
been approved to be purchased by Bayer. The only country that was holding it up was India, and the takeover is going to happen sometime this quarter. Giving Bayer control over 25% of the world's seed and pesticide market.
Oh, well, yeah,
so
Bayer had a good start in World War II. If you read about Bayer and BASF and World War II, they can get rid of a lot of things. They're all organic. Read up.
They are.
BASF and Bayer, they were instrumental in World War II, not in a good way. Read the history. I'm not going to say nothing. Read the history.
So
and Bayer and BASF and that's like the worst.
So what you're saying is Bayer is worse than Monsanto in your book?
No, the Bayer and Monsanto joining together. That's fucking horrible, dude. I'm being honest. I'm being totally 100%. I'm not even smiling on this one. That's some scary shit. And the fact that it's going through, that's Bilderberg crap. That's like tinfoil hat shit. Dude, that's bad.
Yeah. I still use
it is.
For God's sake.
That's great. Yeah, eat the saccharin, baby. It makes you to serve man. Yeah, you'll be sweeter in the afterlife.
Well, if I live to be 300 years old, then I'm going to attribute it to all the saccharin in my system.
If you live to be 300 years old, I'll run you over with my skateboard.
bacon and saccharin, sweet and low. That's what did it. Okay. Moving along.
Wait, bacon, saccharin, and sweet and low? Well, sweet and low is saccharin.
No,
so you can't be. Come on.
Sweet and low is saccharin.
It was almost a good album name.
Speaking of that, McDonald's pisses me off. They don't have sweet and low. They have equal. And then what's that other one, that yellow shit? What's it called?
Truvia or Truvia. The fake shit.
Yeah, well, it doesn't.
You enjoy the fake shit.
That damn equal blue stuff, that's nasty. In fact, I get pissed off every time I go to McDonald's. I'm like, two sweet and lows, please.
Why
we
do you go to McDonald's?
To
if you know you will be pissed off, because all McDonald's are like Robitons. Every single McDonald's has the same fucking thing. So you go to McDonald's to be offended. You're a latent millennial.
I figure eventually if I order it through the drive-thru, eventually, or what they call that, a vehicular, what was it we called it earlier?
Yes, and you will ride up on your penny farthing bike with a little bird's nest in your beard. Right, you will be a full-fledged millennial hipster.
When I go to the vehicular pickup window, I figure one day they'll have sweet and low. So I always ask for it, and they never have it.
And, sir, would you like your coffee? Would you like your coffee with some owl piss?
All right. Speaking of McDonald's, this cracks me up. I don't know why. They've started testing a breakfast catering service in Central Florida. The company is offering.
That's because everyone's too old to get out of bed.
Exactly. The company is offering the entire breakfast menu in packages to serve 6, 12, or 18 people in 195 locations in Florida during breakfast.
All for one drone. The drone comes into the room and drops it on the bed. Picture it.
They do that. They do have good pancakes there.
Of course they do, Frank. Yeah, it comes with equal. The blue equal, the hate. The blue equal.
You know what?
I'm gonna get you for your birthday. For your birthday, I'm getting you a fucking case of blue equal.
The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit is half the size that it used to be. You order one of those, you get now they give you a special where you get two for $2 or something like that. Yeah,
because
they're half the size.
A third. No, they're a third the size because if it was half the size, that means you're getting a full one and they wouldn't be making more money.
Oh, you're probably right.
Follow me. Well, probably no. This is not Frank. This is numbers. This is numbers.
Anybody else call in? I don't care. If you did, I can't answer your phone anyway, but let's see here. Did anybody else call in?
You're talking to you is like talking to a Pokemon.
Let's see. Cool.
Fresno? Are they still hanging in there?
I want to find out who that person is in Fresno. All right, here we go.
Are they still hanging with us?
They're still there.
Oh, guy's a god. This is a god or a goddess. Target doesn't matter. Whatever gender binary fluid thing you are, you're awesome, whoever is in Fresno.
And dumb suckers.
Don't call them a dumb. That's not nice.
They're called pops, aren't they? Dumb suckers? You have, right?
Dumb suckers. Those are the people that go to McDonald's.
Well, there's a lawsuit. Spangler Candy Company
has sued Tootsie Roll Industry, alleging the company
is selling... Oh, God, the Candy Wars! Oh, it was bound to happen! This is the Terminator! Oh, the day of reckoning is upon us!
They're alleging the company is selling their Charms Pops in the same red packaging as Spangler's Dum Dums. Spangler asserts the claims for trade dress infringement and unfair competition.
God, be still. I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming. Wow. That's good stuff.
Yep.
Dumb, dumb, got stupid, stupid. Oh, my God. Wow, that's something. That's something. You can't make this shit up, man. Oh, my God, that's great. Oh, dumb, dumb, went stupid, stupid. Oh, I like that. I'll tell Maggie that in the morning. She's going to laugh. She can't listen to the show because she's in the hospital right now. Working. Maggie's not hard. No, she's working.
Living with you, she probably spends a lot of time at the hospital. Okay.
Every night.
Here's a little health news for everybody. And it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, God. All right, we have quinoa and kale. What do we got? It's the quinoa and kale hour.
No, believe it or not, if you add grapes and berries to your diet, it may help
you'll make alcohol.
Your lung. It may help preserve your lung function.
Yes, but it's more fun to ferment it and take off the juice and have the berries as alcohol.
The study found a specific type of flavonoids help maintain lung function. The compound can be found in dark pigmented fruits and vegetables.
Blackberry brandy.
You're right. Grapes and berries. I mean, you're right. Drink wine. That's the same thing, right?
Wine. I want to go to Florida. No, but fucking A, man. The humans figured this out about 10,000 years ago. We learned it. You take all the berries and all these pretty things, you put them into a place, put it in the sun, then it starts burping. It makes a whole bunch of foam. But then the stuff that comes out of that, it fucks you up. But now you get the nutrition and the fuck up. It's great. Wine.
Why?
Okay. Wait,
that's
no. Do you remember? You saw the movie Clockwork Orange, right? You saw the movie.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. When Alex, after he gets beaten up by his droogs, he goes back and he goes back to the place at home in front. He goes back to the place where he raped the guy's wife before.
Yeah.
And he knows who he is. Yeah. He's got the big bodyguard guy. He wants some more wine. And the wine is drugged. Wine. That's where that came from. Go ahead. Carry on, sir.
All right. Thank you. Last story of the evening. Rhode Island.
What a buzzkill.
And you're kind of close to Rhode Island, right?
Yeah, in like a Manitoba, Canada kind of way, sure.
You're closer than I am.
Well, that's a lot of things, but that's whatever. Electricity, you know, just sentient beings. Yeah, I'm closer.
Rhode Island has passed legislation that will forbid advertising unhealthy foods and drinks on school property. The bill will prohibit advertising for food and drink products that don't meet the minimum health standards laid out by the USDA.
USDA and Michelle Obama. You can't eat that. You can't eat that. We have to give it a slop. You can't eat that because it's bad for you because we told you it is. Believe us. You have to. Because we're the government. We're here to help.
The law even extends to school-related properties such as athletic fields, parking lots, and school buses.
School? Wait. No, think about what you said. School-related properties. Okay.
Yes.
Well, kids walk. Well, some kids still walk to school. The other ones, I guess, don't have legs. But some kids still walk to school. Well, school, like, that would extend to roads. That would extend everywhere. School-related property. Well, the kids have to walk down roads to go to school. Well, they have some take subways. Ooh. See where we're going with this?
They're still hanging.
Bad. Fresno's still hanging.
Fresno's still
hanging. We're done here. You got to call You have to call Fresno after we're done here.
Fresno, I'm calling
we,
you.
We have to send them some kind of a trophy thing. We have to. The motherfucker's been here for what? What time is? Jesus Christ, 10 freaking o'clock. The motherfuckers, they've been on their line for like 2 hours and nobody's even been answering, but hopefully they're listening. Or maybe the guy, maybe the guy died and the phone's just on.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's from our roving reporter.
Oh, from Pennsylvania?
Well, no, I think she's, where is she from? I think she's from Kentucky.
I thought she was from Pennsylvania.
She says that Larry, she said Larry King is still on TV and hawking fish oil.
Are you sure it's not snake oil, honey? And Larry King. Oh, the only thing he knows how to wear is suspenders. He keeps his attitude up.
It says Larry King is selling fish oil. I can't read the damn text because it's too small. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, really? Really? It's too small. I can't read it. I can't read it. It's too small. I can't see it. Are they numbers or letters? I can't tell. It's too small. Oh, my God, dude. You're scaring me. It's too small. I don't know. Does it have a tail? I don't know if it has a tail. It's too small. I can't even see the ears.
I'm sure you've heard that all your life. You've heard that all your life. It's too small. But
yeah, my dick's got ears. Yeah, my dick does have ears. I can hear it. It's a whole different hearing episode. It's freaking incredible.
All right. We're done. Let's see. Somebody else.
My dick has ears.
Someone else is. I guess people can't call in, so they're now texting me.
That's because your state doesn't understand how it works.
I can't figure out how to get back to the show. Are you still there, John?
Oh, I'm here, baby. You can't get rid of me.
All right. Well,
what the hell? What do you expect us to do? You moron?
Rizzo, thanks for hanging in there. If you guys ever want to call in and talk, good luck. But,
try us next week, because my state's going to get electricity. We were told by the government. The government came to my house today and said, "Well, we're from the government. We're here to help," and I believed them.
I'm done. If you got anything else you would like to add, there, Mr. DEFCON, go for it.
Yeah, you love me. You all love me. We make great wing sauce, dry rubs, horseradishes, now beef jerky. You love my hot meat. I know you all do. DEFCONsauces.com. Order up. We got a 30% off sale going until Tuesday. 30% off. Stock up. Anyway, that's me.
That's it.
That's my commercial. That'd be great in the Super Bowl.
I can't figure out how to turn the show off.
Wow, that's something. As they say, put it down and walk away.
How do you turn the damn... Wait a minute. How do you turn the...
How did I turn the electricity off, Mabel? I don't know, son. They just turned it on. Right? First time I've ever seen it. That shit... I don't know what's going on. We got lights. They call these lights. Look at it. I can see where I'm going now. Damn it.
I really don't know what... I really don't. Nope, that's not right. Maybe it
people
was.
Out there, you see what I deal with now? Do you understand why we've never met? This is why we've never met.
I can't get the show to. Can you hear those beeps?
Yes, yes. It's called pulse dialing. That went out in 1994. That's pulse dialing, dude.
Well, I guess we're going to be...
Put down the StarTAC and walk away. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I understand why the computer didn't work. I mean, oh, God. You know, Windows XP went out a long time ago.
I don't know how to end the show. There's no way to play music. Here we go.
You, the public, must deal with us indefinitely. Welcome to hell.
Here we go. I can
keep entertaining. I can do this for fucking hours. I got beer. Are you saying you can't turn the fucking show off? This is fucking awesome. Oh, man, I love you, man. You make me laugh. Oh, my God. I can't turn this show off. Make it go away. We should have to the cornfield. Make it go away.
I don't know how to turn. Oh, here we go.
It's like Evil Dead 2. Give me back my hand. It's... Oh, God, this is great stuff. No, the click, click, click ain't working, dude. It ain't working.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Helen Keller trying to throw darts. It ain't working. It just ain't working. I can do that, too.
Oh.
See that? I can do that, too. I can do it, too.
I guess. All right, John.
Oh, this is awesome, dude.
All right, wait a minute. Let's do this.
Oh, why not?
All right. I think if we just hang up, the show will go away.
Oh, yeah. If you hang up, it makes everything go away. Monsanto goes away. Everything goes away.
We should go to the cornfield. It says here, if you would like to end the show, hit this code. Okay, so I'm hitting the way.
No, if you'd like to end the show, get the fuck off the phone is what it says.
No, I can't even cut. I guess I could hang
I
the
can't
phone
even
off,
read.
But
what?
The show will go on and on and on to infinity here. Oh, here you go.
Ah, to infinity and beyond.
Hang up, John. You just gotta hang up.
I don't wanna.
Notification.
This is too much fun. I'll be here all night, folks. Frank's gonna hang up. I'll end this about 4:30 in the morning. It's a long weekend. I got a lot of time ahead of me. You have no idea.
So the problem is I completely lost the website. I guess we're still on the air, but I've completely lost
I'm
the website.
I'm guessing we are. Is Fresno still on the line?
Fresno is still on the line.
Fresno! Big shout out to Fresno! Oh, these people think in Fresno think we're fucking insane. We kind of are. Yes, because we don't know how to turn off our own phones.
We lost Fresno.
Oh.
No callers. No callers anymore.
Oh.
All right, but I guess we're here all night long. Let's see. The problem is I can't play music. I can't do anything.
Well, I got music.
But it's still on.
I got music. Oh, sure. I got some really horrible stuff. Oh, not on this computer, though. I've got it over there. Do you want me to put on music?
I think if we just hang up our phones, it'll...
Of course it will. Wish it away, it'll go away. Right. I got it right on it.
All right, let me see. I go back and go back and go back. Oh, you still there, John?
Oh, you can't get rid of me. As I said before, I'm like herpes. La 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 la.
I'm just hanging up. You guys enjoy your evening. Come back and see us next Friday night. And if the show keeps going on, it'll be silent. It may go on forever.
Oh, that'll be a good show. All right, we're doing the Braille version of talk radio.
It's not working.
You have any idea how awesome this is? This is fucking awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. I guess you want me to hang up.
Well, no,
you telling me you want me to hang up? Darling, are you telling me you want me to hang up?
Now we have somebody from North Bend, Washington call again.
Cool. Why not?
But the problem is,
we have North Korea calling. We can't talk to you.
Let's see. How do I do? I know how to do this. Wait a minute. Let's see.
Wait. Oh, you can't. Oh, man. If you put them on now, Fresno's going to be pissed.
Studio. Okay. Settings.
Oh, my God. Now you figured it out. So Fresno hung on for 2 fucking hours. Now you just. There we go. Here. Now we got Washington.
No.
Wow. Way to make friends there, Frank. Way to make friends.
All right. Come back and watch us, listen to us, whatever you're doing over there.
You're having some serious issues.
I got the studio.
This is great. Oh. Electricity came back to your state?
All right, John.
It was the professor with the coconuts.
All you got to do is hang up.
All you have to do is hang up. But I'm living this nightmare.
Let's see. Now
I can't just walk away from a nightmare.
My screen has gone blank on my phone.
Wow, you guys have different electricity stuff. We have a thing called alternate currency, AC. I don't know if you're still working on DC. I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. I figured out how to do it.
Wow.
Okay.
There it is.
Here we go. Blog Talk Call. No?
What did you say? Big black hole? What the fuck?
Literally, I don't even know if we're still in the air. Hey.
I don't give a shit if we are or not. This shit's funny.
Roving reporter in Kentucky. Call into the show and let me know if we're still on the air.
we need our field operative to let us know we're still on the fucking air. you ain't getting rid of me like that. Stop that pulse style shit. It's awesome. You have no idea how awesome. The awesomeness of this is off the charts, too. This is the after show. Always stick around for the after show because one of us is going to shit themselves laughing. It's going to happen. Give it time. Oh, my God. You know what? Live PD just came out. I'm going to go watch some live PD.
All right. Hang up.
Fuck you. You hang up first.
I have no idea if you and I are still in the air and if we're just talking on the phone.
If we are,
we still have
if we are, this is some funny shit that's going to haunt us 20 years from now. And I don't care. Oh, this is great. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go watch some live PD and I got to go find something to eat without Monsanto on it.
I can't even hang up my damn telephone. Let's see.
Man, right. you're like Stephen Hawking.
I'm gone.
You're like Stephen Hawking. Would somebody roll you around the house, too? Oh, I'm all alone. I'm good.